AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. hit the central Iranian city of Isfahan, home to a nuclear facility. President Trump shared video of the attack, with fiery explosions lighting up the night sky. The president said this week that, quote, great progress is being made in talks with Iran to end military operations, but he's also threatened widespread destruction if a deal to end the war is not reached shortly. Also today, an Iranian drone hit a Kuwaiti oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. Israel and the United Nations say 4 Israeli soldiers and 3 UN peacekeepers were killed in southern Lebanon. Israel is fighting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants there. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now $4.02, according to AAA. That's over a dollar more than before the war began. The Justice Department has sued another state over transgender athletes in girls' sports. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
The Trump administration has carried out on a threat to sue the state of Minnesota and its school athletics governing body for allowing transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports. The Justice Department alleges in a lawsuit filed Monday that the State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX, a federal law against sex discrimination in educational programs that receive federal money. The administration has filed similar lawsuits against Maine and California and threaten the federal funding of some universities, including San Jose State in California and the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The TSA says most of its officers received their back pay for working during a partial government shutdown. Long lines in some U.S. airports began to disappear yesterday. NASA has begun the countdown for humanity's first launch to the moon in 53 years. This is AP News. The FBI says the man who crashed his pickup into a Michigan synagogue was inspired by a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
Jennifer Runyon, head of the FBI in Detroit, says that Ayman Ghazali was inspired by Iranian-backed Hezbollah and that Ghazali made videos before crashing his pickup truck into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield, Michigan earlier this month, with one saying,
God willing, I will kill as many of them as I possibly can. He sends a quick 3-second video with the same screenshot shortly after and types the message, a special operation.
Ghazali also called his ex-wife, who then called police in Dearborn to warn he was suicidal after losing family members in a military strike in Lebanon. Ghazali exchanged gunfire with a security guard at the synagogue before fatally shooting himself during the March 12th attack. No one among the 150 children and staff was injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.